Wall against Blackburn Rovers, Nottingham Forest against Bournemouth, Reading against Preston North End, West Brom against Luton Town, and by 8 p.m. Swansea will be up against Sheffield United. All these games in the Championship. And now we take a look at the La Liga Santander, where we also had matches played yesterday. La Liga also started yesterday, just like the EPL, and it was a very interesting game for the teams yesterday. Getafe were away at Valencia, and Valencia needed just one goal to take the day. Just one goal, and that was just enough. Not too much, but one goal was enough, with Hugo Gulliman getting a red card, well, very early in the game, yet they went on to win, which is very interesting, okay? They scored a goal in the 11th minute, Carlos Sola with the goal, and, Valencia won despite being one man down very early in the game. Eventually, things were evened up as Getafe also got a caution in the 76th minute. Well, second caution for Eric Kabaku, who was sent off in the 76th minute. And eventually, Valencia holding on to their one goal lead and staying put on top of the table. That is the La Liga table for now. Chance for Manchester United. And my brother, that is the first goal of the game, except VAR will do something. And guess who scores for United? Bruno, the bad boy, Fernandes. 30 minutes on the dot, United have gone ahead. Bruno Fernandes with the goal, and Leeds United won't get the lead for now. So it's United with the lead. United behind them are their fans, clapping and cheering. It was from a long ball, the goalkeeper trying to find the strikers off front, and the quick movement of Bruno Fernandes from the midfield into the attacking position. Well, I'm not sure if that was Paul Pogba's one-time touch to, yes, it was Paul Pogba, one-time touch to Bruno Fernandes. Goalkeeper comes out, gets his leg on it, makes himself big, but the ball goes in between his legs, and again, it strolled into the back of the net. He did his own, but was not enough, the goalkeeper. And United lead by one goal to nothing. 30 minutes in, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer celebrate for the first time this season. How many will Manchester United score today? And again, United fans, are you satisfied from what you've seen, from Man United so far? Cadiz against Levante also comes up by 6:30 tonight. Also by 6:30, Mallorca against Real Betis by 9 p.m. Two games expected in the La Liga. Deportivo Alves up against Real Madrid, and Osasuna up against Espanyol. Well, these games are billed for today. So, guys, football is truly back and back with the fans. In Germany, Bayern Munich was stunned yesterday, but tonight, or this afternoon, we expect to see so many games, starting by 2:30. About five of them. Arminia Bielefeld up against Freiburg, Augsburg against Hoffenheim, Union Berlin against Bayer Leverkusen, VfB Stuttgart against Grutherford, and Wolfsburg against Bochum, and Borussia Dortmund against Eintracht Frankfurt is by 5:30. Let me get your reactions to the goal scored by Manchester United. Hello, good afternoon to you. Hello, good afternoon to you. Hello.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon and welcome. Your name and where you're calling from?
This is Francis from Garimpa.
All right, let's talk, Francis.
That's a good one for my team, Manchester United.
Okay.
I don't like the pattern of coming back. Let them keep up.
Okay. Thank you very much. He doesn't like comeback stories. He wants United to continue to go ahead. Luke Shaw side nets the ball when he could easily shoot across the goal. So that's another chance missed by United. Hello? Hello, good afternoon to you.
Good evening.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Please go ahead and have your say.
This is Chigo.
Go ahead, Chigo.
Ha. Bumi, I'm happy here. Bumi, bless. You said that Harry Maguire is sloppy. This guy, I didn't see anywhere he's sloppy. It's just a matter of the game. I didn't see any defender maybe is around him or is sloppy. So far, he's doing it very well. And my team, even when we are not in our full straight team, like our attackers, like first team attacker, you talk about Cavani, Rashford, Sancho, they are on the bench. We are attacking. Now, we talk about we need defensive midfielder. That is why I still tell people who want to know whether you want to criticize Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, criticize it as a home parade. The defensive midfield that we need, that people are saying that we lack. Look at what my tournament is doing. Yeah, Bruno Fernandes is having the goal now, but the man of the match so far in my tournament is doing
McTominay.
It. You understand? My tournament is doing it. He's just playing as, it's just like what he said earlier on. He's improving. Now, how can we go and carry 100 million pounds and bring a certain decline right when we have a regime? That was when we checked Man U former legend, Nicky Butt. He said, Man U shouldn't waste 100 million pounds or 90 million pounds to go and bring decline right when they have McTominay.
McTominay.
So, with Man U balance,
McTominay.
Yeah, McTominay. Imagine that Man U have a complete balance now. Cavani come back, Sancho now play McTominay as a holding midfielder. I foresee doom for the rest of EPL.
All right. Thank you very much. He foresees doom for the rest of the EPL. But don't forget, it's just the first 35 minutes for Manchester United this season. All right. With what you've seen from United, do you see them as a title-chasing team? Have they played like a title-chasing team, or you think this is an initial gra? Well, 57% of possession for United and 43% for Leeds United. And since United scored that goal, they've been knocking and knocking. They've been the one dictating the pace. James with another shot, but this time around, it goes wide after a good work from Luke Shaw from the left. And so United are a little bit having it easier than I thought. And Leeds United look scattered across the field. They are not organized defensively. The game Leeds are playing right now is too open, and you can't play an open game, having gone behind and against a United side and expect to win in this one. By the way, we now have to pay attention to the French Ligue 1 because we understand Lionel Messi, the Atomica, is around. He signed for PSG, but we know he's not going to be in action today. They will be in action by 8 p.m. Well, PSG against Strasbourg. Well, and we have by 4 p.m. Lille will be up against Nice. All right. So we expect some very interesting games across Europe. So it's just for you to choose the one you want to follow. But here on Football Frenzy, we follow all the games for you. All the games, and we'll let you know immediately there is an update or action is happening somewhere. We go straight there, to let you know what is happening and what the update is. Well, I need to go for a short break. When I return, we'll be taking a look at the newspapers. Bamford wanting to lash on across from the right. But Lindelof was quick enough to block that away from him. So even though Leeds are down by 1-0, well, they still have this dangerous outlook each time they attack. Can Manchester United rest and say this game will be done and dusted with in the next few minutes? 37 minutes played in that one, and it's Manchester United won Leeds United nil. And in the other game going on in the Championship, Peterborough 0, Derby County 0. Quickly, I've got the newspapers right here. I've got the Punch Sports Extra. I've got the Sporting Life. Okay, we'll be going through the headlines, sports headlines coming in from those newspapers. I've got the Guardian newspaper. I've got the Vanguard newspaper. I've got the Punch newspaper. And I've got the Blueprint newspaper. All these newspapers are all for you to enjoy on the show. We'll be starting next with the newspaper headlines, you know, coming in from the sport pages. It's still 1-0 in favor of Manchester United, and it's goalless out there in the game between Peterborough United and Derby County. Well, United have not totally had it their way, but, you know, they've been the better team in this particular one. All right, let's start with the headlines from the Punch Extra, and there's this headline. Well, don't forget, if it's your first time of joining, well, when we read out the headlines, get a pen and paper and write it down, because you have a chance to call in or send message to the WhatsApp portal and have your say on any of those headlines. But what you need to do is tell us the headline you want to talk about. I mean, if it's Lukaku scores 3 goals in his first game and you want to talk about that, you must tell us the headline and you go ahead and have your say on it. And you have 90 seconds for you to do that, all right? I always advise you get a pen and paper, write down the headline of choice so that you won't forget when you call in. So we go to Sponge Extra. PSG sell 20 million euro Messi shirts in 7 minutes. Wow, that's incredible. Messi joins PSG, and already in 7 minutes, they make a sale on shirts worth 20 million euros. PSG sell 20 million euro Messi shirts in 7 minutes. That's crazy. Chelsea snubbed Lewandowski for Lukaku. Wow. Maybe because Lukaku didn't want to come, because I think Chelsea would have preferred to have Lewandowski than Lukaku. What do you guys think? Chelsea snubbed Lewandowski for Lukaku. And there's this one. Mourinho wants Iheanacho at Roma. That's another headline. And there's this one also. Brentford 2, Arsenal 0. Dogged Bees sting Gunners in EPL opener. Brentford 2, Arsenal 0. Dogged Bees sting Gunners in EPL opener. Brentford's new signing Onyeka dazzles on competitive debut. Sluggish Arsenal in poor start to new season. All right, let's take a look at other headlines. Lewandowski sets Bundesliga record in Bayern draw. Murphy on target. Aribo makes assist. That's talking about Nigerian players who were in action yesterday. Ndidi, Iheanacho target Wolves scalp. All right, headlines coming in. Van Dijk signs new Reds deal. La Liga, Suarez out of Atletico opener. Lukaku. Okay, let me take this. United wrong to let Lukaku go, says Ashley Young. I see Osimhen scoring goals, ex-Napoli captain. Arsenal ready to sell Aubameyang. Mbappe, Haaland lead UEFA Champions League awards list. All right, these are headlines coming in from the Punch Sports Extra. you have a chance now to have your say on any of those headlines you've heard so far. Or you want to have a comment on the game currently ongoing. 43 minutes played. Manchester United won, Leeds United nil. Pogba had a glorious chance which he missed earlier before Bruno Fernandes combined with Pogba to score. Those who think Pogba has not done well, I think with the performances we've seen from him in this game, I think you now know that Pogba needs to stay at Manchester United. He's such a good player. Very good player. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Bruinble.
Good afternoon and welcome.
I'm Matthias calling from Kaki.
All right, let's talk, Matthias.
I want to read out one headline.
Okay, which of the headlines?
One that says Messi. PSG says Messi shirt in 7 minutes.
Yes, 20 million worth of his shirt. 20 million euro worth of his shirt in 20 minutes. In 7 minutes.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm very happy for Messi in PSG. Very too much player, so people will buy the shirt. And I hope he wins Champions League for PSG.
Okay. All right, thank you very much. Let's get in more calls and more headlines. Chelsea seek derby win against Palace. That's another headline. Chelsea seek derby win against Palace. Luiz snubbing Ligue 1 offers because of Messi. Says better not to play against Argentine. David Luiz snubbing Ligue 1 offers because of Messi. Says better not to play against the Argentine. Saka giving standing ovation at Brentford. Bukayo Saka giving standing ovation at Brentford. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon, Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon and welcome.
Yeah. I'm so glad for you guys to be back.
I'm glad you're here too.
I want you to hit me more headlines about FC Barcelona. This is Malam Eden. Calling from Papua, the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon fan.
All right, thank you very much, Malam. Abraham keeps Roma waiting. The thing is, we understand AS Roma wants him, Arsenal wants him, but Roma have made a bid and he's keeping them waiting. There is still no breakthrough in their negotiations. He doesn't want to join Roma, so we heard who prefer to stay in England. Henderson's future will be sorted, says Jurgen Klopp. Henderson's future will be sorted, says Jurgen Klopp. Arsenal ready to sell Aubameyang. Tottenham bid for £55 million rated Torres. Yes, we understand that that's the Villarreal Pau Torres. Tottenham bid for £55 million rated Torres. Okay. Spurs increase Damsgaard offer. Spurs increase Damsgaard offer. By the way, it's halftime in the first EPL game for today with Manchester United leading Leeds United by a lone goal. At some point, Leeds United were finding it difficult to get grips of Luke Shaw, who was just bumping up and down that left flank and causing a lot of havoc in the team of Leeds. The coach needs to find a way to stop Luke Shaw in the second half. If not, they may pay even more dearly. Hello, good afternoon to you. Hello, good afternoon. Hello. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bumible.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Frenzy.
Thank you, my name is Ruben.
Nice to have you, Ruben. Where are you calling from?
Guagua.
Okay, let's hear you, Ruben.
Blues seek debut win against Palace in EPL opener.
Yes.
I hope they get all 3 points. And also, the Bees sing Ghana. I'm happy for Brentford yesterday for their win. Arsenal will go down.
Okay. All right. Thank you very, very much for your contribution. Hello. Good afternoon to you. Hello.
Hello. good day.
Yes, good afternoon and welcome.
I'm great, Tom. We'll say too.
Nice to have you, my friend. You want to talk on the headline?
Did I hear you say, you know, Chelsea snubs, you know,
Lewandowski to get Lukaku? Yes.
No. Lewandowski can't go below, Real Madrid and Barcelona. Chelsea is a small club. Lewandowski is bigger than Chelsea. He has no business going to Chelsea. It's like coming down. How do you play ball in Bayern Munich and you're going back to Chelsea? It's an insult on his psyche. So Lewandowski, if he leaves a place like Bayern Munich, he goes to, Real Madrid or Barcelona. That is just the truism. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. He says Lewandowski not coming to Chelsea was just right. Now, let me give you some more headlines. Arsenal in talks with Odegaard over return. Okay. Sancho not ready for Leeds, says Solskjaer. Boys on the bench. Villa will be stronger without Grealish, says Smith. Yeah, that's another one. Villa will be stronger without Grealish, says Smith. Chelsea rule out move for Traore. That's Adama Traore now. Okay. There's this one. Stanley dismisses Grealish threat. He says the arrival of Jack Grealish is no threat to his shirt at City. Silva rejects Arsenal. Wow. Manchester City midfielder Bernardo Silva has rejected a chance to join Arsenal this summer. Doesn't want to join the Gunners. Van Dijk extends Liverpool deal until 2025. Rodriguez out of Saints clash. Yes, Amish Rodriguez, we understand, is unavailable for Everton's Premier League opener against Southampton. Yes, Rafael Benitez reviews. Brentford stun abject Arsenal on EPL debut. Man United were wrong to let Lukaku go. That's coming in from Young. All right, those are the headlines. Guys, let's get to hear from you. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Hello, Sport Minister.
Good afternoon to you.
This is Chigo calling back.
Nice to have you back, Chigo.
Man, you were not wrong in letting Lukaku go.
Okay.
If he changed. Since Lukaku left Man U, the two seasons of Lukaku in Man U and the last two seasons after Lukaku, Man U has scored more than the season Lukaku was there. Sport Minister, are you listening to me, sir?
Yes, please go ahead.
Lukaku was there to score goal. If Lukaku was there, we would have gotten a team like Greenwood. We would have gotten someone like Rashford. Rashford was there. This man was benching in UC Lukaku. The last two seasons of Lukaku in Man U was very poor. Man U has scored more than the two seasons Lukaku was there. Now, Man U, when Lukaku was there, it was like only Lukaku that was scoring. But after Lukaku, Man U spread go different. Bruno is scoring. Rashford is scoring. It was last season that Martial had a bad season. The season before last season, he scored 22 goals. But when Lukaku was there, he hindered those players, and Lukaku was performing poorly. So if you see people like Ashley Young that say so, they are victims of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, he shipped them out. So you can see who he's saying. Now you talk about Pogba in this game. Prime Minister, if you have a team, I'm the one to decide the Lukaku rush for Pogba face. Come and pick him for £10 million. I didn't need this guy in Man U. The goal he missed, it was a clear goal than the one Bruno missed. They are just hitting him, rolling on the ground. But you're supposed to be an engine room more than Bruno. This man should leave Man U. We don't need Pogba in Man U so that Donny Van Avey will come and play. He's not doing anything else. To me, he's a weak link. As far as this team is concerned, he's not doing anything. He should leave Man U. As far as Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, I believe Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, he will do away with such people. I don't need him. He's not doing anything. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very, very much. Your opinion, by the way. It's really been a very good game so far in the first half. There was no yellow card. I can't remember any yellow card in that game. The referee allowed the game to flow, which made it very exciting. It's just great to be back with football taking the stage all over the world, especially out there in Europe. And also at halftime, Peterborough against Derby, and it's goalless. And we expect to see a lot more games later today. Well, let me go through the headlines from Sporting Life. But before then, let's hear from this caller. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, Sports Prime Minister.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Frenzy.
Thank you very much. This is Aradin calling from Kubwa.
Nice to have you, Zaradin.
Thank you very much. Yes, Chelsea, Snap, Lewandowski, for Lukaku. This headline makes me laugh. Lukaku for Lewandowski. Choose Lukaku ahead of Lewandowski. Who can do that? Only somebody that doesn't know football very well can choose Lukaku ahead of Lewandowski. Despite that, Lewandowski is 32 years old, but for me, many football fans and coaches, if they keep Lewandowski and Lukaku, they will first choose, let's say, 80% of people will first choose Lewandowski ahead of Lukaku. So they choose Lukaku ahead of Lewandowski. I don't know what happened, but and then again, Brentford, not Arsenal, they are dead with 2-0. For me, I'm an Arsenal fan, for me, I say that. For me, if I look at it for the other way, I say that is not good start for Arsenal. But for the other way, I say that is a good one, because they will make the teams and the management team come out and splash the money, just like what they do when we lost 8-2 against United. Before the transfer clause, they just come out and splash the money to sign 5 players at 10, but this time around we need more players, especially in attacking role. Yes, thank you very much, James.
All right, thank you very much. Not forgetting also that Arsenal are ready to sell Aubameyang. Hello, good afternoon to you. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome to The Frenzy.
The Sporting Prime Minister, you have no rival in Africa as a whole. Keep doing what you do, I really appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
This is Uba Abasi calling from Garimpa.
Let's talk, my friend.
I want to say that I want to react on this headline, Brentford 2, Arsenal. Yeah, it
all
was
right.
A really bad night. Hello?
Go ahead, we're listening.
It was really a bad night to Arsenal yesterday. Arsenal should really improve in whatever they do. They should think of replacing the coach, because I don't like a situation whereby one coach still remains and things are not going right. They should think of a way out of their situation. It was really bad. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much. More headlines coming in. No Messi, no party. Barcelona fans reject tickets for their first game. No Messi, no party. Barcelona fans reject tickets for their first game. Well, that's interesting. Lukaku in quarantine, forced to wait for second Chelsea debut. Lukaku in quarantine, forced to wait for second Chelsea debut. Okay? Sancho could make debut against Leeds. Some of the headlines there. AS Roma contract, Mourinho hunts Iheanacho. AS Roma contract, Mourinho hunts Iheanacho. Do you think that would be a good place for him? You see what, Victor Osimhen is there now. Maybe he goes there and Nigerians start to rule this area. We also have Simi Nwankwo there. You know, all these guys joining together, lighting up the Syria. Spurs to bid for Villarreal's Pau Torres. Kevin De Bruyne out of Spurs clash. Atletico Madrid wait for free Insigne. Suarez won't start against Celta Vigo. Brentford 2, Arsenal 0. Bees sting Gunners in season opener. Napoli's icon, Victor Osimhen, is excellent. Tips Nigerian to score goals. Pep Guardiola, I needed 2 days to get over Champions League final heartbreak. We understand. It's always tough, my coach. If Pep Guardiola and the likes of them could lose matches, so who can't lose matches? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, my brother. I want to react to the headline about Arsenal. Ready to tell Aubameyang.
All right.
Okay, I don't know. There's a lot of confusion in Arsenal. I'm an Arsenal fan, actually.
Okay.
There's a lot of confusion. Right from, let me put it this way. Immediately after the confusion of that, You don't know if the particular player you want to buy at every point in time. Now you know that you have the particular problem. You try to immediately resolve that problem, you cause another problem. Since the sale of Santi Cazorla, there has not been any other attacking midfielder, any other creative midfielder for us now. Now, Aubameyang is not firing. You don't want to scientifically and surgically find out the reason why a prolific striker who has performed in other leagues cannot fire in your team. You cannot know the reason why, like I said, that fired pretty well in Lyon. Cannot fire in your team once you sell Aubameyang. Now, you sell Aubameyang, you now go and buy an attacking midfielder. When you now buy an attacking midfielder, you now start saying you don't have a striker again. By the time you buy a striker, you now go and sell Ben White or sell another defender. Then you now say your problem is defense. I just don't understand. Why not look at your team surgically and know what your problem is? As it matters now, your problem is an attacking midfielder and use £50 million to go and buy Ben White. When you finish as the top best defensive team in the league for a season and you still spend £50 million to buy placement of Brownies, I just don't understand what those guys are doing over there. Sincerely speaking, my brother.
All right. Thank you very much. He says Arsenal is terrible. What they are doing there is terrible. Well, I'm going to put in a question, okay, so that we start talking about this one. There's this headline. Carragher tells Solskjaer, no more excuses. Ole. Carragher tells Solskjaer, no more excuses. And it means, it says, United have bagged Ole Gunnar Solskjaer enough and that they must challenge for the title this season. He says anything short of challenging Manchester City for the title this season is failure. Do you think United are ready to challenge for the title? They brought in Jadon Sancho. They brought in Rafael Varane. Is Manchester United's team good enough to challenge for the title? We've seen 45 minutes already. They didn't really outplay Leeds United. Maybe you might think otherwise, but Carragher says Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has no excuses any longer, that the transition period is over. United must challenge for the title this season. Do you see this United sign good enough to challenge for the title? Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you and welcome. All right, Udochukwu, the second 45 minutes starts between United and Leeds United. And it's 1-0 in favor of Manchester United.
Yeah, that's a sure winning. Good luck to them. It's going to end 3-1.
All right.
Carragher, I love this topic. No more excuses for him. No more hiding place for Ole this season. Anything short of EPL,
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer will get the boot.
Thank you.
All right. No more excuses for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. He must challenge for the title. Do they have what it takes? Hello, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, Sport Ramesha.
Welcome to the frenzy.
Thank you. Izaradin Kolumba.
Let's hear Izaradin.
Thank you. Yes. So, the next son of Messi shared 750,000 pounds in just 7 minutes. What a huge money.
Yeah, 20 million pounds. Million euro, rather.
20 million euro in just 7 minutes. What a huge money. Did any player for history, did we have any ever player make that history in football? Only Messi can do that. But for me, I wish Leeds United all the game. Come back and win the game tonight. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Hello?
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bumi.
Welcome.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Oh, yeah. Happy Saturday. Jamal is my name.
Nice to have you, Jamal.
Yeah, your title topic. Kadigash reminds himself. The United fan that is trying to tell us that we don't use it, that we demand it. We want excuses from Ole, or we don't want excuses from Ole. Yes. But yes, don't worry, like you asked, I think they have what it takes to win the title. But they need consistency. Yeah. So yours last season, you saw what happened last season.
But it was still far off.
Just a matter of inconsistency. Inconsistency, you know, cost them the title because there are some matches they were not supposed to even lose, talkless to collect any draw, they lost them. You know, so I think if they are consistent with their play, if they are focused, if they are determined. Somebody called earlier about Pogba. I'm also advocating that Pogba should leave that team. Actually, if Ole really wants to make any meaningful and significant challenge to that title to get rid of.
Whoa. That's incredible. Stunner. Coming from Leeds. Oh my God. The second 45 minutes has barely started. Then Leeds are back level. 49 minutes in. And you hear the alert. Huge alert coming in from Leeds. Trying to just see how that happened. That should be from about 30 yards from left to right. It's a stunner. Alink with a stunner. Stunning United. Even three David Daguerre wouldn't have been able to stop that. Maybe you will have a new thought, a different thought, you know, by the end of the game about United's chances of winning the EPL. But as it stands right now, the question still remains the same. Ole, no more excuses. According to Carragher, he says United must challenge for the title. Is this United side good enough to challenge for the title? We all saw what happened to Arsenal yesterday, and we all concluded Arsenal needs more players. But this United side, as it is right now, including Varane coming in, can they challenge for the title? Hello, good afternoon to you.
Yeah, hello, Mr. Bumble.
Yes, good afternoon to you.
Yeah, this is coming back from Cuba.
Let's hear you, my friend.
Yeah, I think this game is going to be a cracker. because it's a work life, like, as you said, three David De Gea can even come close to the
I don't possible. Think so.
Than even 7 minutes. I think if they beat United, they are going to be a shocker, a second shocker in 2 days in the opening game of the Premier League. Because I think I'm watching the game. I think the two sides are not convincing. They actually keep the people. For me, I think they should not underrate Leeds United, because if not, they will be under shocker in this afternoon. Then for the Lewandowski and Lukaku, Lewandowski for Lukaku. For me, I think Lewandowski is playing in a farmers league. There's no any good defender there. For me, I think point score defense is even better than Bundesliga defense. How many defenders here? How many good defenders is in Bundesliga? That's why he's able to score goal that was calling goal in the goal.
Okay, there is a response. You score me, I score you. Greenwood is back after a pass from Pogba puts him through. He cuts into the front of the defender and lashes on the ball from left to right. And Ole is asking, what exactly do you want? We are back, says United. 51 minutes in, it's Manchester United 2, Leeds United 1. The man who scored could not keep up with Greenwood, and it's the equalizer. A low blow for Leeds United. Actually, it was Struik who could not keep up. Donning jersey number 21. So it's Man U 2, Leeds United 1. How many more goals do you see in this game? Hello, good afternoon to you. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon and welcome.
This is Magic calling from Airport.
Nice to have you, my friend. Let's talk.
I want to talk about the headline that says Lewandowski rejects Chelsea. Chelsea chose Lukaku over Lewandowski.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a few people are misunderstanding that headline. I read the headline very well, and what happened is Lewandowski was offered to Chelsea by his agent 80 million euros. Now, Chelsea felt the money is too much for a 32-year-old. Because not that with Chelsea did not choose Lukaku over Lewandowski because Lukaku is a better player than Lewandowski, but because Lukaku has more years to offer Chelsea. If you understand correctly, Chelsea was pursuing Haaland because of the age.
All right, there is another goal. And Manchester United putting daylight between themselves and Leeds. And this time around, Bruno the Assassin Fernandes. He scored a second in this one. It's United 3, Leeds 1. 53 minutes in.
Wow, that is really dramatic.
Yeah, dramatic. That's the word.
It's so dramatic. United, okay, they should do it. And then secondly, I also want to talk about the other headline that said Iheanacho, Roma looking for Iheanacho.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it's a good place for Iheanacho to go because I don't think what this coach in Leicester City is doing, I don't think he has planned to use Iheanacho as best choice. If you see that community shield, he had to subdue that new striker before he brought on Iheanacho in 79 minutes. So if Roma is looking for him, I think Jose Mourinho will give him playing time. He should go. Because Roma is not a bigger club. So I think Iheanacho will have playing time there.
Okay.
Thirdly, the other headline is Tammy Abraham taking his time. I don't know. The problem with these English players is that they don't like going abroad to play. They always like to remain in England and play. You know clearly that this Chelsea team doesn't want you. They've offered Chelsea £4 million. We have accepted the deal. Abraham, go. And let us have our money so that we can invest in other players. Abraham is taking his time. Does he want to remain on the bench or go and have playing time so he will fight for his future? I feel it's the best place for him to go. Go play for Jose Mourinho. Try your muscle somewhere. If you are good, just like Lukaku did, Chelsea will come back and look for you again, or a bigger club will come back and look for you again. So I don't know why Abraham is staying put. I want to think about it. He has won Super Cup. Abraham, go. Play Chelsea. And then the final one, I heard the headline that Chelsea seek a victory in a derby victory.
Yeah.
I feel
Crystal Palace.
The match is going to be very difficult for us today. It's not going to be a one-way traffic because every Premier League opener is difficult. Number two, every derby match for Chelsea is difficult. Number three, Chelsea is not playing with the full squad that we expect. Lukaku is a doubt. Kim Ziyech is not part of the game, so we are banking on Timo Werner again, the old wasteful Timo Werner, and then have us to do magic for us today. But I wish my darling club Chelsea all the best to win, and Manchester United, they are giving us drama.
All right.
Let them see. I believe we will come.
All right. Let's see. The United lead by 3-1 against Leeds United. 55 minutes played, so much time still to enjoy in this game. And, Bruno Fernandes with a double Then we have Eiling with one of the goals. By the way, the man who's called Leeds United, Luke David Eiling, is 29 years old, once played for Arsenal at youth level. Wow, you wonder how Arsenal managed to miss out on him now. Eventually, he moved to Yeovil Town. From Yeovil, he moved to Bristol, and from Bristol, he moved to Leeds, where he's been since 2016. Well, the goal he scored was super, but United have cancelled that out twice now, and United sit pretty good, you know, in this encounter. Man United lead by 3-1 in their season opener. Game against Leeds United. So the talking point, apart from the headline, is this. Carragher says no more excuses for Ole. And do you think this team can challenge for the title? Well, you can simply call the last 10 minutes mayhem, and you will be right, because we've seen mayhem from both teams. Quick goals, you want to say. Hello?
Prime Minister.
Nice to have you back.
Yes, Stephen Mayo calling back.
Nice to have you back, Steve.
Leeds United are looking for trouble, Abby.
Mm-hmm.
They forgot what we did to them in this term at Old Trafford last season. So they want us to repeat that again. By the way, at least, I'm expecting one more goal from United. Yeah, and for Ole, having no excuse again this season. I think I agree with Carragher, because in the past two seasons, I have been supporting Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, despite the ups and downs, you know. I'm supporting him, looking at the fact that he is building a team. But this season, Ole should be, it's not about Ole challenges statue. For me, if he didn't win the EPL this season, I would support that United boy should sack him. Anything less than winning the Premier League, Ole should be sacked, because I think he has the players. All we need to have right now is some level of consistency, you know, just like the one previous caller said. And last season, we were topping the league at some point, but we were not able to keep up with the pressure. So I'm expecting that he will be able to learn from that and eventually win the league this season. Thank you very much,
Rumi. All right, thank you very much. Greenwood, Mason Greenwood has also been fantastic for Man United. I don't know if it's because Jadon Sancho is, sitting on the bench, or because they bought Jadon Sancho. But with the way Mason Greenwood is playing right now, I don't know if Sancho will ever get a chance to start. He has to match this performance and probably give a better performance for him to get another goal in the back of the net for United. Oh my God, another exquisite pass. I don't know who's giving this pass this time around, but Pogba has given some fantastic passes, two already, but I'm not sure who gave this particular one, but this is tailored, like you tape rule it and measure it with a tape rule and deliver it on the field of play. And Bruno Fernandes with a finish to match the pass. Now, the pass is from Harry Maguire or Ida Lindelof. Maybe VAR might have to still check this one, but the finish again is like he finishes like a striker. That's from Lindelof, by the way. Long ball in, Bruno Fernandes. Wow, that must be well rehearsed in training. Wow, Greenwood makes way for Bruno Fernandes to run around the defenders, and the pass flies in at the right time. Bounces well for Bruno, and Bruno lifts it over the goalkeeper. When I say lift it, that is an understatement. Lifting the ball like a bullet, that's what he's done. And Bruno celebrates with Greenwood, Pogba, and the likes. So it's 4 for Manchester United, 1 for Leeds United. And we are just 1 hour into this game, so we still have more 30 minutes to go. And you want to say, well, Marcelo Bielsa must have been thinking, what should I do, or what have I done wrongly? What do you think Leeds United have done wrongly? And what do you think Manchester United have done rightly? Don't forget, do you see this Manchester United side as a title contender? No more excuses, according to Karaga. Let's get to hear from you. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Hello, Bumi Bule.
Yes, good afternoon.
Hey, be calling back.
Nice to have you back on the show.
The way I want to come out is amazing and the fans.
Okay.
It's too late to cry when the head is off.
Mm.
But let them try to show their aggravity for letting Messi go. My UK people made them start the fire on that coach. But they're not going to win They're not going to win anything there.
The way they are playing, it's incredible. I mean, the coach must have done something for this team to be playing this way.
Coach, you mean? Coach.
You
dey hear me, ba?
I dey hear you.
This one now, Leeds United, ba? And now, first
game of the season.
So, don't worry. We will see the keep our watch ground. We will see them. They no go get anywhere.
Okay.
And one person called, said that for Pogba. And may he go for sure, I go do this. You know, see, person with the way they work, I don't say, man, you great player. But person will go handle it. Pogba, they work, you see, they talk, say, Pogba, no, nah, nothing. See the type of passing dog give, you talk, and me give another pass.
Mm-hmm.
I beg. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much, Hattrick, for Bruno the Hitman Fernandez. And I think his partnership with Greenwood is paying off, both exchanging position with Bruno acting like a first nine and Greenwood acting like the first nine at some point. It's been incredible to see, you know, what has been happening in this game. By the way, let's go elsewhere in the championship, where we understand we're still expecting to see the first goal in that one. Peterborough and Derby County, they're still having a go at themselves. 63 minutes played is still goalless in that particular one. We'll let you know once we hear the bell. Hello? Hello, good afternoon to you.
Hello, the Prime Minister.
Good afternoon and welcome.
Yes, God bless you.
God bless you too.
Yes, glory, 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 glory.
Mm.
Yes, my name is Amutu, respect from Alaba Kabai.
Nice to have you, Amutu.
Yes, we need more goal again.
All right, 4-1, Man U 4, Leeds United 1.
Yes, fantastic. So, this year, glory, 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 we must enter.
All right. Glory, glory, Man United. Let's go back to the headlines. Chelsea tried to repair relationship with Raiola to sign Haaland. Take that again. Chelsea tried to repair relationship with Raiola to sign Haaland. Willock completes £22 million move to Newcastle. Kane available. Espirito Santo will make a final decision. These are headlines coming in from Sporting Live. Let me see. More headlines, but before then, let's take this call. Hello.
Prime Minister.
Good afternoon to you. Alamin.
Thank you. This is Alamin, a.k.a. Sarkar's agent.
Nice to have you on the show. Let's talk.
Thank you. Quickly on your question before I rush the headline.
Right.
I don't think Ole is doing anything. I might not really be in the position to make this comment, but what do you expect? I mean, they are playing in front of a 75,000 capacity fan for the very first time in almost a year and a half, and they are playing on their own soil. So I think that's enough impetus for them to really impress, I mean, for the opening season. So I think it's actually working for them right now, the fact that they are playing at home, and then all the fans are actually behind them. So as the season progresses, well, we shall see. Now, quickly to my reaction, okay. Willock make £25 million move to Newcastle.
22,
thank you. You see, the only thing I'm actually waiting for now to happen is for the statue that is built, Thierry Henry statue, to walk away from the Emirates Stadium. Maybe by the time that statue is, then the owner, the board, will start thinking responsibly. Or probably the only solution to Arsenal's predicament is relegation. Maybe by the time we relegate, then, reality will begin to dawn on them.
because I absolutely do not understand. Everybody knew that Arsenal's problem was a creative midfielder. You're signing the defender, the only midfielder that was performing, that performed on loan, you sold him out, and you don't even have replacement. Do you see the match last night? Prime Minister, that is the worst Arsenal I have ever watched in my entire life. And you let go of such a young talent, no plan. Well, whatever Arsenal brings this season, we are up for it. I'm not expecting anything spectacular. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Alamin. Well, more headlines. De Rossi, I'm ready to be head coach. Yes, Daniele De Rossi has announced he's leaving Roberto Mancini's Italy staff as he feels ready for his first job as head coach. Where will he go? I really don't know. Chelsea Crystal Palace, Tuchel, surprised. Chelsea tipped as title favorite. Well, Thomas Tuchel says he's surprised that Chelsea are tipped as title favorite for this season. Okay, all right. Pep says Gabriel Jesus has a huge role to play. Yes, Jesus has a huge role to play. That's according to Pep Guardiola. I really don't think so. I think he's just trying to hold down the guy. Okay, let's see. Lacazette's agent, no rumor negotiations. That's according to Lacazette's agent. No rumor negotiations. AS Roma contact. Mourinho hunts Iheanacho. Milan worry after muscular injury for Casey. Back pain stalls Martinez for Inter. Pandev continues career with Genoa. EPL, okay, that's it. Pochettino wants to rush Messi into PSG debut. And there is another one for Manchester United. United are running riot is just the right word. How do you stop this Manchester United? From the season goal, they have shown their impetus and laid down the gauntlet. 5-1 against Leeds United. You can't say Leeds are a small team, but United are showing their superiority. Leeds are not just a team, but they also have a huge coach, respected Marcelo Bielsa. Fred inks his name on the score sheet. McTominay with a long pass connecting with Bruno Fernandes. And the cross comes in, which Fred tucks in. Eventually, it's 5 for United, 1 for Leeds. Paul Pogba again with another assist. And someone says Pogba is not good enough to play for United. Hello, good evening. Double his wages. Double his wages, I will say, for Paul Pogba. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, first time in, sir.
Good afternoon and welcome.
The game is on.
Yes, the game is on.
They are laughing. We are hiring United. That goes to BBC, not in the season end. So, first time in, sir. Chelsea, debut with Crystal Palace.
Mm-hmm.
I think that game in a barren draw.
Mm.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very, very much. All right, for your call. Well, let me take some messages right here before I go into some more headlines. Okay. Ahmed Musa speaks on ambition at Karagumrok. That's one of the headlines. Amunike celebrates Messi's transfer to PSG. Chelsea versus Crystal Palace. Michael Olise out. CAF Interclub competitions, Nigerian reps get tough opponents. Aqua United to face Algerian Buluzadad. Rivers United, Bayelsa United against Tanzanian and Guinean opponents. Enyimba drawn by to first round. All right, let me see. Rangers plan to release many players, won't renew expired contracts. Experience shown Aqua United Ashimene rather. Okay. First Lady approves playing for good as team for Aisha Buhari Invitational Women's Football Tournament. Barcelona fans reject tickets for their first game. No Messi, no party. No Messi, no party. All right. Football is back. Atletico Madrid wait for free Insigne. La Liga opener. Barcelona failed to sell out. Reduced capacity. Camp Nou. That's another worry for FC Barcelona right there. Right. Your message is on the WhatsApp portal. This one says, Bumi Blair, we know you love United, but take it easy. This is just the first match. AB from Kubwa. AB, you can also show your love for Manchester United. For me, I love good football. I love good football, whether it's for United, it's from Arsenal, from Chelsea, or from PSG, or even from Bayern Munich. You always, you get attracted to good football. And United are playing good football this afternoon. I can't just about admit this. And, you know, you could see the coach's work in this. I mean, the switching between Greenwood and Bruno Fernandes, it's